We discussed for a few weeks the different pratim of the Suda of the Levyasin and the Shar Habar. We discussed the inyan of different foods which are going to become mutter. Lasad Lavai. Today we're going to discuss another inyan, Neget Bechlal the Shinoi, the way it's going to be, Lasad Lavai, based on what we started discussing yesterday, the Gemara that says that mitzvahs betelis loss of love. We said that you can bury so on in a garment of kilayim, because when he wakes up, he's going to be potter for mitzvahs, because mitzvahs betelis loss of love, the mitzvahs are bottle be a maisa mashiach. And the question was asked, what does it mean mitzvahs betelis? Is that not a steer to the fact that the Torah says that mitzvahs cannot be changed? One of the reasons why we say that Christianity, lahavdil, is the wrong das, is the wrong religion, what's one of the proofs? Because how can they say that that from now on you don't have to do mitzvahs? And here we are saying that part of lasad lavai is mitzvahs betelis, that these things will change. So there was a fascinating sicha where the Rebbe addressed this point and discussed what does it mean, mitzvahs betelis. Everyone thinks that the word mitzvah means I commanded you, and it's a very positive thing. But in a way, the word mitzvah is a negative thing. It means that you are something separate from me. I have to tell you what to do. To my own hand, I don't have to say, I don't have to write a rule book how to move my hand. It knows from my own brain how to move its hand. My feet, you don't have a rule book for feet. You have a rule book for someone else's hand. You have a rule book for someone else's feet. But because your own body, you don't need a rule book. The word mitzvah, on one hand it shows that we're connected to Hashem. Mitzvah is from the word tzavsa v'chibur, which means connection to Hashem. But on the other hand, it shows that we're separate from Hashem. The fact that Hashem has to command us what to do is the charaya that we're a separate mitzias. Mitzvahs betelis means like this, that we're going to be so close to Hashem, so one with Hashem, that Hashem is not going to have to tell us what to do. Automatically, we're going to feel what Hashem wants, and we're going to do it automatically. There's a beautiful sikh in Chayla Chof Hei, where the Rebbe addresses the question, how could it be that Lasad Lavai, Maisa Gadol, are we not going to have to learn Shulchan Aruch? Are we not going to have to know what to do? So the Rebbe answers that who taught a behemoth not to go into fire? The behemoth doesn't go to school, doesn't know that it's not allowed to go into fire. What makes an animal not walk into fire? Either it touched fire and it got burnt once, or its natural instincts, it got closer and it felt the heat, it knows it's not going to go further. In other words, certain things you don't have to be taught. Life's experiences are enough. You go near a place, you see it's hot, you don't want to get burnt. Your natural feeling of survival pushes you over and you understand without having to be taught. Lasad Lavai, the world is going to reach a level that it's not going to be have to told what's usher and what's mutter. You're going to try to do something that's usher, you're going to feel the heat. You're gonna want to do something mutter, you're going to feel the attraction. The world will be screaming at you, don't touch me. You're going to try to, like the Gemara says, you're going to try to pull off te'ena from the twig of a tree on Shabbos, so that the tree is going to scream out, it's Shabbos. You're going to walk in the street, and not think the street is going to scream out, listen, why are you better than me, like the Yem Yem says. In other words, the world by itself is going to be so sensitive to Inyanim Elikim that we're not going to have to be taught necessarily what's right from wrong.